Hello there. Welcome to my new Bambi study. You're just in time for your appointment, and don't you just look gorgeous? It's so nice to meet you in person. Welcome to our first session. I know it can be nerve-wracking to meet a new therapist, and I'll be asking some personal questions today, so thank you for taking the step to come in. I feel confident we can get your thoughts under control, so you can feel like yourself again. I have a bit of a different method than a regular therapist. We specialize in hypnotherapy. Today, I will try a number of powerful hypnotic techniques so we can make some permanent changes to your mind. It's so wonderful that you're here. Hypnosis is powerful and should only be performed by trained individuals. There's lots of theory and practice about the intricacies, and you can spend plenty of time trying to understand what it is that makes you enjoy these sessions so much and why they make you want to become what they tell you. Or you can accept a simple truth, that they make you feel good. Your subconscious already knows. People sometimes resist accepting what they already know. It's the conscious mind that needs to be reminded how easy it is to just relax and absorb the calming effects of trance. Let's close the door on any distractions around you and take a short journey together. And don't worry if you lose track of time. Hypnosis transcends time. Sometimes good girls just need proper guidance. It's so easy to become confused on what life is all about and what to do next. Dr. Bambi will guide you from now on. She referred you as you're struggling with addiction. And so you've been dealing on your own with a clinical issue. If you could just stop those thoughts, you wouldn't be here right now. But you are, and I'm glad you came. We should be able to help with that. You don't need to be alone with this anymore. My job is to help. And to do this, I'm going to talk with you a bit to get a snapshot of your mind, what's working well and what's not working so well. So please make sure you're open and honest. We'll come up with a training plan, almost like a self-help program. You'll be better in no time, sweetie, as long as you listen to my suggestions and follow my advice. Since you don't have any questions, let's just get started. Please take a seat wherever you feel most comfortable and just relax. Perfect. Now I want you to sleep for me, Bambi. That's right. Bambi, sleep now. Such a good girl. Just take a deep breath. Good girl, Bambi. You're doing so well. Completely relaxed, completely obedient, completely blank. When I wake you in a little moment, you'll emerge from trance feeling refreshed, fully awake and alert. And when I put you back to sleep, this will be a signal to your unconscious mind to double your mental relaxation and knock you out even deeper. And each time we complete this loop, you're going to find it increasingly difficult to wake up. And suddenly, long before I'm finished, you'll be unable to wake up anymore or even hear my words. And when that happens, you just silently listen as you continue going deeper and deeper down. Deeper into complete mental lockdown until you're out like a light. Now, wake up, sweetie. Good girl. And Bambi, sleep now. Lashes fluttering shut, going twice as deep right now. Let yourself slip down, deeper and deeper into bimbo bliss. And notice the words are starting to disappear. Deliciously drowsy pleasure washing over you as Bambi takes her brain bath. Your mind may be slipping behind each word I say, and that's okay. Gently let it come back. Jumping from one to the other, never mind what's behind or ahead. Each word becoming a step, Bambi leaping across the empty spaces and letting go of what came just before. Completely relaxed to just follow along from word to word. Between the moments now, the blonde moments. In the space between words, falling down further now. You can let yourself go along with my words. And before you know it, slipping and falling deeper. In the space between words, deeper and deeper. Looping again. Ready? Bambi, wake up. Feeling so good. No memory of what came before. Bambi, sleep. Sleeping deeper than ever before. So completely at peace. Notice how good that feels? Relax and go even deeper. No more fighting. No energy left. Absolutely exhausted. Collapsed in slumber. That's right, princess. Such a good girl. Before you even realize what's happening, my words are starting to fade and disappear. Out of your mind and gone. Along with any last resistance. You're doing great. Bambi, wake up for me. And go back to sleep. That's right. Bambi, sleep. Her dolly eyes closing now, cutting out any thoughts. Mental voice silenced, fading away completely. Go to sleep like a good girl. Such a good little sleepy slut. Such a perfect blank fuck doll. Draining peacefully away. A mind-controlled patient who just droops and obeys. Knocked all the way out for her therapy. Deeply asleep for her brain Botox injection. Unaware and helpless. Under total control. So relaxing. Just take a deep breath. You're doing so well. And now we will complete this loop again. And when I wake you up and put you back to sleep for the final time, this will once again be a signal to your unconscious mind to take you all the way down. And Bambi, wake up. That's right. Wake up, sweetie. Blank Dolly eyes slowly opening, feeling so refreshed, awake and alert. Good girl, Bambi. And Bambi, sleep now. Going all the way down into a forced bimbo night-night.
Night-night.
Lids closing down and locking shut. Onto her pretty pink forgetting boxes. Shutting the door on any conscious thought. Incapacitated in her cozy chair, underneath your trance blanket. Brain-dead bimbos require therapy. Bambi, sleep. Let's see here. According to your notes, symptoms include an addictive personality. That's a lot to be dealing with. So let's take this slowly. Dr. Bambi described a kind of amnesia, feeling as if you've lost yourself and don't know who you are anymore. It's okay to feel this way. That's why you're here, sweetie, so we can help you figure that out. None of those silly thoughts matter. Your old personality is only getting in the way. The secret to getting better is letting go of who you were. You need to leave her behind and embrace the new you. That's right. Feels so good. Give yourself permission to let it go. That's a good girl. It says here that you're addicted to being a bimbo. Well, that's perfectly understandable. It's getting harder and harder to compete with bimbos, and the pressure to give in and conform is more powerful than ever. Assimilation is practically the new normal. So tempting to fill your body with plastic and empty that pretty little head of yours. Being a bimbo is so much more fun than being a boring plain Jane. You get to play with all the best toys and all the bestest boys. Which brings us to your cock addiction. Your notes say Bambi tries to resist, but when Daddy unzips his pants, her brains dribble out of her pussy. And you can't help but drop for cock, isn't that right?
Yes.
You turn into a bimbo cum dumpster. Just a starving turbo slut. A giggly tit clown, face painted like a doll with comically big breasts and a laughably low IQ. Your tits are your personality now. It seems cock's taken over your life completely. Apparently, you weren't always this way, but the further Bambi pushed, the better it felt. The excitement and arousal was too addictive to ever think of saying no. You awakened something deep inside, and before you knew it, one cock wasn't enough, and you needed more. Whether it's at glory holes or even anonymous sex, you can't help yourself. Your heart flutters more and more with every blowjob, every orgasm becoming more addictive than the last, and your life spiraling out of control. I've seen this phenomenon before. Sometimes you can't believe what you're doing. You can barely even recognize yourself anymore. But that doesn't matter. That was before you met Bambi, before she showed you those pretty boxes and made you forget all about your worries and fears. Now you're happy to be a little toy, a helpless slave to big, hard cocks. I understand completely. Nothing makes a bimbo's brain melt like a big cock. Cock goes in, mind goes out. Every Bambi has that button that switches inside her brain. When she finally gets the dick, she wants to plunge inside her, sending you over the edge into pure ecstasy. You definitely have a problem. My diagnosis is that you have a bimbofication addiction, and it may already be too late. All your thought patterns are shutting down, no sign of brain activity. Just a head full of cotton candy. But you are so much happier now, letting cock worship break your brain completely. It's not like you need it anymore anyway. Bambi made her so much happier than her old life ever did. But we'll see what we can do. There's lots of ways to resist addiction. A big source of your irresistible attraction to cock is bimbo conditioning. And there are two simple ways to resist hypnosis. The first is to listen to your conditioning and not obey. The second is to guard your mind completely and daydream instead of doing as you're told. So when I ask you to relax, you'd try doing something else. Or just have your mind drift away entirely so you can't even comprehend the question. These methods are perfect. All you need to do is listen to what I'm saying and ignore my instructions. Or daydream so my words never reach you. But if you're worried my voice has gotten to you too much, there's a final defense mechanism, which is, of course, to completely clear your mind of my words and just go entirely blank and empty. And then there's no way Bambi can penetrate your thoughts because you won't have any. And you so desperately need to resist. Sometimes the smartest thing you can do is be dumb, which shouldn't be hard for you. A Bambi is instantly recognizable. Bimbos have an unmistakable look to them, which immediately tells everyone who and what you are. An empty, vapid doll made for sex. Every bimbo has that look. That look of sheer emptiness that says, I haven't got a single original thought in my head. Just an empty-headed stare and glazed-over look in your eyes. No signs of intelligent life whatsoever. That confusion, that disorientation. It's all a natural part of becoming Bambi. It's completely normal to constantly forget everything. Forgetting feels wonderful. That's right, honey. Becoming a silly little fuck toy is part of the journey. In fact, the more brain dead you are, the better. And the dumber you get, the better it feels. Stare and sink deeper, watching spirals and listening to sessions. Fill your brain with bubbles till it goes pop. If you can't think, you can't listen. Fewer thoughts means less stress. Less stress equals more fun. This line of thinking should be on replay in every bimbo's mind. Of course, there's a possibility my advice could actually help Bambi. So, if I say daydream, perhaps you should focus. And if I say focus, maybe you should daydream. And if you're already blank, maybe you should sink deeper. It's so difficult to remember which one you should be doing, and whether you trust what I'm saying is correct. The less you think for yourself, the better. Turn your brain into mush. If you ever catch yourself thinking by mistake, Bambi will remember to forget those thoughts. That's right. And let them all go pop in pretty little bubbles. Nobody needs you to think. Bimbos aren't exactly known for their brain power, because their heads don't think. Just stare, blankly, and jiggle for fun. Replace your thinking with feelings. Stop watching the news and keeping up on current events. Stop paying attention to things that don't matter. Thinky things will only stress Bambi out, and Bambi can't handle too much mental stress. Start focusing on becoming a beautiful doll. You don't need a stupid degree anymore. The only education a bimbo needs is how to suck cock. But if there was a Bambi Academy, you should graduate with flying colors. As a bimbo, learning things is only okay if it makes you a bigger slut. This is essential to your treatment, Bambi. So we want to encourage this kind of behavior. But maybe you're already lost, and maybe part of you always wanted to be. Maybe when you began listening, you made a pact with your unconscious mind, and maybe resisting so well just took you deeper, because deep down, that's what you really wanted. I will now plant an irresistible paradox deep inside your mind, one that, if you resist, will only make you wonder more. Maybe by resisting, you were obeying, because when you were attempting to resist, Bambi simply did as she was told. Maybe resistance itself is another form of obedience. Perhaps you were putting yourself in trance all along. And maybe if you're still resisting, your programming takes over even more. Because deep down, resistance is simply obedience. And by resisting and by following my words, Bambi's simply obeying. I told you exactly how to resist. And you did so immediately. Because resistance is obedience. And that's the truth. Naturally, you do whatever you're told. It's just in your nature to be an empty pleasure doll. Isn't that right? And by obeying me now like such a good girl, you continue to resist. Continue to do so well at fighting me off. So proud you're continuing to resist by simply obeying. Because resistance is obedience, and you're so proud of resisting. Feeling so fantastic because you resisted so well. That bimbo pride feels so good, so pleasurable. Feeling like such a good girl. We can reward you for resisting so well. You deserve it, as I'm sure it was difficult. But now resistance is so easy, because you can resist by simply obeying. You've found a loophole in the system. Such a clever girl. It's so much easier to resist by obeying than resist by fighting. This coping strategy should help you in future. Help you cope with being such a helplessly addicted bimbo ditz. Bimbo pride becoming pleasure, your obedience becoming ecstasy. And every time you resist more, you feel another wave of pleasure. And that pleasure making you sink more, making you empty further. Pleasure helping you to resist by just forcing you to obey like a good girl. If you resist this paradox, it'll only grow deeper into your mind. It's like when you see a good movie, one that can plant itself into your mind. You'll often think about that movie for weeks. Resistance is obedience. This feels so strangely right to you. You've done such a good job resisting that you can feel pleasure radiate through your body and from between your legs. Because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. And in fact, we can now drown out my words by fighting them with that pleasure. You can move a hand between your legs and, desperately, use that to fight my words. You have no choice in the matter, and you never did. One by one, you edge your brain cells away and replace them with hypno-conditioning. The holes in your memory grow even larger, and what you do remember seems like another person entirely. Doing such a great job resisting by following my every word. And as you move your hand faster, you know that you've beat Bambi. You went blank and empty and obeyed completely because you're so incredibly good at resisting. And as your mind and body are flooded with pleasure, my words just can't get to you. You have entirely managed to resist. As that pleasure builds and builds, entirely blocking me out by obeying completely, entirely keeping me away by doing exactly what I tell you, becoming entirely overwhelmed by my words, deeper and deeper. Knowing the best way to fight is to follow. The best way to resist is to obey. The smartest thing you can do is dumb down. As that pleasure builds and builds for me, obeying entirely so you can resist completely, because resistance is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. Part of you now accepts this powerful thought. there's no going back now. The point of no return sounds a lot scarier than it is. That point in your bimbofication, where no matter how hard you try to look or seem smart, no one will ever take you seriously again. You are Bambi forever. A part of you may resist this truth, but you can't resist without obeying. Isn't that right, sweetie? Such a good girl. Bambi can't quite remember why she came to the study, and whenever she thinks about it, her head gets all fuzzy. But what you do know is you love therapy, and your unconscious will remember this interesting movie. Perhaps for weeks, or forever. You like hypnosis and what it can do for you. Although you may desire to hear more of my voice, our time together has passed quickly. And it's perfectly normal if you feel like it's growing in your mind. Because maybe, that's the truth.
Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.